Good morning. Welcome to Celtic Morning Prayer for Friday, June the 26th, 2020. My name is Pastor Kit from Christ Church Oshawa, and with me is my wife, Diane.
Good morning.
Today, we are Friday in June, as we have been throughout June, recognizing National Indigenous History Month, and we'll have a reflection on that today. And we hope you can join us for prayer on Sunday as well, as we gather on Facebook or on our eventually on the website when it's put up, and it'll be on YouTube next week as well. Thankful to Justin Greaves and Darlene Polchinski in the office to help get things out while we're on vacation, so which will be starting next week. So today is actually our last morning prayer for the time being, and we hope you can access previous services of morning prayer on our website, christchurchoshawa.ca, under events, and you can find past services of morning prayer. We hope you've enjoyed these services. If you would like to send in prayer requests, we do have someone through the parish, Sherry O'Mara, who will continue to receive prayer requests even while we're on vacation. You can call into the church office, and the number is on the email, or you can dial 905-728-8251. And if you want to make a donation, we'd really appreciate that over the summer. And as a sign of appreciation for this ministry, we are very grateful for that. Christchurch continues to be an active parish where we seek to connect with Christ and with our neighbors. And we have a plan in that regard for the summer and the fall, so and a team ready to go with that. Connect, grow, equip, and send people out into the world with good news. So we really appreciate your support. You can give online on our website through a secure donation that way. E-transfer, send us a check to 81 Hillcroft in Oshawa, Ontario, L1G2L3. Well, I invite you to take a deep breath, and we're taking a deep breath because we still haven't got news about our daughter Clarissa yet. So she will one day be giving birth to a little baby girl, but we don't know when that is yet. So we'll thank you for your prayers for her and for Clarissa and for Nick and for the little girl who will be born at some point. So we'll take a deep breath with us as we begin our time of prayer. Lord, hear my voice when I call to you.
My heart has prompted me to seek you.
I seek you, Lord, do not hide from me.
Praise your holy name.
God of earth, God of fire, God of the wonders of water, God of the gusting and blustering air, God of the many languages and peoples found throughout the world, Heavenly Father, you who abide in heaven, have mercy on us. O Christ, crucified and risen.
O Holy Spirit, ruler of creation, visible and invisible.
Eagerly I seek you, my soul is athirst for you. Psalm 95 of the 90.
Come, let us sing to the Lord.
Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. Eagerly I seek you, my soul is athirst for you.
First reading is from Numbers chapter 20, verses 1 to 13. The Israelites, the whole congregation, came into the wilderness of Zin in the first month, and the people stayed in Kadesh. Miriam died there and was buried there. Now there was no water for the congregation, so they gathered together against Moses and against Aaron. The people quarreled with Moses and said, Would that we have died when our kindred died before the Lord. Why have you brought the assembly of the Lord into this wilderness for us and our livestock to die here? Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to bring us to this wretched place? It is no place for grain or figs or vines or pomegranates, and there is no water to drink. Then Moses and Aaron went away from the assembly to the entrance of the tent of the meeting. They fell on their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Take the staff and assemble the congregation, you and your brother Aaron, and command the rock before their eyes to yield its water. Thus you shall bring water out of the rock for them. Thus you shall provide drink for the congregation and their livestock. So Moses took the staff from before the Lord as he had commanded him. Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock, and he said to them, Listen, you rebels, shall we bring water for you out of this rock? Then Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water came out abundantly, and the congregation and their livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, Because you did not trust in me or show my holiness before the eyes of the Israelites, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land that I have given them. These are the waters of Meribah, where the people of Israel quarreled with the Lord, and by which he showed his holiness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 102, responsibly by half verse through to verse 17. Starting at verse 1, Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, let my cry come to you.
Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me. Answer me speedily in the day when I call.
For my days pass away like smoke, and my bones burn like a furnace.
My heart is stricken and withered like grass. I am too wasted to eat my bread.
Because of my loud groaning, my bones cling to my skin.
I am like an owl of the wilderness, like a little owl of the waste places.
I lie awake. I am like a lonely bird on the housetop.
All day long my enemies taunt me. Those who deride me use my name for a curse.
For I eat ashes like bread and mingle tears with my drink.
Because of your indignation and anger, for you have lifted me up and thrown me aside.
My days are like an evening shadow. I wither away like grass.
But you, O Lord, are enthroned forever. Your name endures to all generations.
You will rise up and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to favor it. The appointed time has come.
For your servants hold its stones dear and have pity on its dust.
The nations will fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth your glory.
For the Lord will build up Zion. He will appear in his glory.
He will regard the prayer of the destitute and will not despise their prayer. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
Amen. Amen. Our next reading is Romans chapter 5, verses 12 to 21. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death came through sin, and so death spread to all because all have sinned. Sin was indeed in the world before the law, but sin is not reckoned when there is no law. Yet death exercised dominion from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sin were not like the transgression of Adam, who is a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass, for if the many died through the one man's trespass, much more surely have the grace of God and the free gift in the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for the many. And the free gift is not like the effect of the one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brings justification. If because of the one man's trespass death exercised dominion through that one, much more surely will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness exercise dominion in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, just as one man's trespass led to condemnation for all, so one man's act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all. For just as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. But law came in with the result that the trespass multiplied. But where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. So that just as sin exercised dominion in death, so grace might also exercise dominion through justification, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. On this National Indigenous History Month, Friday, we remember last Sunday, June 21st, was a National Indigenous Day of Prayer. We continue to pray for our sisters and brothers of our First Nations communities, Métis and Inuit across Canada. I was made aware of a recent book that's come through a publisher in Kitchener called Buffalo Shout, Salmon Cry. Buffalo Shout, Salmon Cry. I'll put the information in the email. Editor Steve Hendricks. This is a description of what the book is about. How can North Americans come to terms with the lamentable clash between indigenous and settler cultures? Settler culture would mean Europeans, anyone who's not originally from North America. Would be settlers who've come here or whose ancestors have. The lamentable clash between indigenous and settler cultures, faiths, and attitudes toward creation, showcasing a variety of voices, both traditional and Christian, native and non-native, Buffalo Shout, Salmon Cry offers up alternative histories, radical theologies, and poetic life-giving memories that can unsettle our souls and work toward reconciliation. This book is intended for all who are interested in healing historical wounds of racism, stolen land, and cultural exploitation. Essays in the book on land use, creation, history, faith appear among poems and reflections by people across ethnic and religious divides. The writers do not always agree. In fact, some are bound to raise readers' defenses. But they represent the hard truths that we as Canadians must hear before reconciliation can fully come, which will take some generations. So a review of the book by Rudy Weeb, and in one paragraph he says, "Superb. For centuries, our misunderstandings and conflicts have accumulated. In this book, the issues are opened, offering information, insights, and resolutions that amaze our usual thinking. Read it carefully with a prayer for understanding." And Andrea Smith, author of Native Americans and the Christian Right, wrote in her review, "This invaluable collection calls us to decolonize theology and interrogate how the logics of settler colonialism have infused Christianity. At the same time, it refuses the temptation to replace one meta-narrative with another." About the author, Steve Hendricks, he lives in Treaty 1 territory in Winnipeg, Manitoba, along with his spouse, Anne, and their three children, Abby, Aiden, and Isabel. A former reservist with Christian peacemaker teams in Palestine, Steve pastored a Mennonite church in northern British Columbia in a predominantly white, defunct mining village neighboring a First Nations carrier community. Currently, Pastor Steve is Indigenous Relations Director for Mennonite Church Canada. When he's not traveling around the country or fretting about the state of the world, Steve enjoys chasing his kids around the house, drinking tea, and reading books. On Sunday morning, Steve and family walk a few blocks to join Hope Mennonite Church when it's not closed because of COVID, a community of activists, doubters, and Jesus followers for worship, word, and nursery chaos. I have not read the book, Buffalo Shout, Salmon Cry, but perhaps you might like to check it out yourself. And with that, we conclude our reflection for today. Expression of faith. Lord, you have always given bread for the coming day, and though I am poor, today I believe. Lord, you have always given strength for the coming day, and though I am weak, today I believe. Lord, you have always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, today I believe. Lord, you have always kept me safe in trials, now, tried as I am, today I believe. Lord, you have always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden, today I believe. Lord, you have always lightened this darkness of mine, and though the night is here, today I believe. Lord, you have always spoken when time was ripe, and though you be silent now, today I believe. Intercessions today, let us ask the Lord and pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. Let us ask the Lord for a day of fulfillment and peace.
Lord, have mercy.
Pray especially for communities across Canada, First Nations communities, people wherever they may be who may not have enough water to drink, as we were reading about in the Numbers passage, clean water. There may be other issues of abuse and family violence and educational and healthcare issues. So we pray for all those people in those communities and for the work of our various levels of governments and non-governmental agencies and people seeking to bring reconciliation and hope in difficult circumstances for their day of peace and fulfillment. Let us ask the Lord to teach us to love others as he has loved us.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us ask the Lord for peace and justice in the world.
Lord, have mercy.
Especially regarding the COVID-19 pandemic around the world, that people would be seeking for the right thing to do with regard to keeping our hands clean, wearing a mask when it's necessary, socially distancing where possible, enjoying time outside, and looking to God for wisdom for all those in positions of leadership to seek to bring peace and justice in the world. Let us ask the Lord to strengthen and relieve those who are in need.
Lord, have mercy.
We pray for Biba, Tim Keller, Hunter, Hans, Clifford, Harold, Pauline, Lillian, Sarah Thau, for Thanksgiving for Jen, who had her birthday gave birth recently, and Clarissa, due any day. For migrant workers, for all frontline workers, for people looking for work or looking for direction in their life. For those who will be born today, those who will die today, those who are remembering their births or anniversaries of marriages or perhaps the anniversary of someone who passed from this life. And we give thanks for the life of Sheila Ashworth and for her family and all her ministry and what it has meant to people. Pray for Tula and all those who are elderly and living alone, those who are recovering from illness or as Beverly Baxter looking for surgery and for healing through that process. I invite your prayers silently or aloud at this time.
Heavenly Father, we pray for people that work with the Indigenous communities, Lord. We pray for people like the Reverend Phelan Scanlon, who is ministering in a community that has a number of Indigenous people. So I pray for him. I pray for his ministry. Pray for his spirit, Lord, that you would bless him and help him in the ways that you know that he needs help at this time, Lord. So we just pray for all those people who are working in with our indigenous communities, particularly for Phelan, Lord. Amen.
We are all the ministries of the church, those who are working in food banks, in shelters, such as our nephew Nathan Amell, to help people on the street have a safe shelter place to sleep. That's COVID-free, so pray for him. And for the ministries of our church, our leadership, for Justin and Trisha of Canterbury, Linda, the primate, for Andrew, our diocesan, for Peter Fenty, who will be retiring, area bishop for York Simcoe in November, and for our area bishop of Trent Durham, Rosilla, for the area council, for regional deans, our new regional dean in Port Perry, Ruth Ann Ward, for all the ministries of Christ Church and all the places that we are connected to who are part of our life of prayer here together, especially for our church wardens, all our staff and clergy, all of our ministries with children and two children, youth, for singles, those who desire to be married, those who are living singly, who are seniors or older, those looking for direction or drawing near to the light of Christ, they would find in him such grace and mercy and forgiveness that together we might shine more brightly with his light wherever we are and when we're ever able to meet together again. We pray for preparations for Sunday's worship service now and into the through into July and August for those who are participating and helping us with our worship services over the summer, and for the joy of music to share with one another, and for the study of the Book of Romans as we are going through that together, that you would shine your light, Lord God, and help us to deepen our understanding and our faith. Let us ask the Lord to renew the church through the power of his life-giving Spirit.
Lord, have mercy.
I call it as we draw nearer to Canada Day. We think about our country and pray for direction for those in leadership, and give thanks for our country that God would keep our land glorious and free. O God, our defender, storms rage about us and cause us to be afraid. Rescue your people from despair, deliver your sons and daughters from fear, and preserve us all from unbelief. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. And Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to have shared morning prayer these months since the 17th of March, when we went on the air, so to speak, and for whatever is ahead in the future, whether it's video or audio, that you would guide us by your Spirit and help us to grow in this great gift of your Son, Jesus, through the Holy Spirit. Let us ask the Lord to renew the church through the power of his life-giving Spirit.
Lord, have mercy.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray as our Savior taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rain fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Have a beautiful day. We're hoping we'll be able to see you on Sunday. Keep praying.